Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. I'm Bob Christopher. Richard Piper is here. Andrew Farley is here as well. Yesterday, a great story happened. A lady named Alice Johnson was released from prison after, I think, a 22 or 23-year stay behind bars. She was indicted for, I think, drug selling and something like that, had gotten involved with the cartel. This was her first offense and received a life sentence. Well, she did a video about, I don't know how long ago, but it went viral. Kim Kardashian saw it, took up her cause, hired an attorney. They worked on the case for a while and then presented the case to President Trump, and President Trump commuted her sentence. And yesterday she was released from prison, and this morning I got to see that video of her getting out of the car and running to her family and jumping in their arms, and the joy on her face from this freedom that she was experiencing was just unbelievable. And of course, it reminds me of our freedom in Christ. And I just wonder how many of us actually experience joy knowing that we're free in Christ. Here's what Galatians 3:23 says. Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So all of us were slaves to sin. We were prisoners to the law. The law was our guardian. The law was the warden. The law was keeping us behind those bars, those spiritual bars. But then when Jesus showed up, there was a pardon. There was a release. We were set free in Christ Jesus. And it says, so then the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian, or we are no longer under the law. We've been released, folks. We've been set free from the law of sin and death, and joy should fill our hearts. And I thought this video of Alice Johnson being released and the freedom, and she said, I'm free to love my family. I'm free to live life. I'm free to start over. And boy, that's the freedom that we have in Christ. We're free to love the Lord Jesus Christ, to love God with all of our hearts. Why, God has put a new heart in us. We're free to fully live life, this life that God has given us. And it's a new life in all respects. And that should bring joy to our hearts. And Andrew and Richard, I know this is a big part of our ministry out there to folks, is helping them understand that freedom they have so that they can experience that genuine joy of heart.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if this very same woman, you know, a week from now, a month from now, or a year from now, if she were to go back to that same prison in which she were held and knock on the front door and say, please, please let me back in. I want the routine. I want the guardianship. I want the surveillance. I want the bondage. And the chances of that are slim. I mean, after she's acquainted with freedom, there's no reason to go back. And, you know, I'm reminded of Galatians 5. It says, it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. And too many times, you know, we're celebrating like she did. We experience that release, that joy, that awesomeness of finding salvation by grace alone. And then, you know, a month, a year, a decade later, something has happened, and we start thinking that the Christian life involves being locked up again, locked up in legalism, locked up in law-based living, locked up in a bondage-type situation of religion. And, you know, Paul's message and God's message to us is stand firm in this freedom. Enjoy it, bask in it, celebrate it, give thanks to God for it. Don't compromise. Don't let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Certainly this woman has experienced freedom now, and she will not return to that jail cell. And, you know, neither should we spiritually, neither should we. Instead, we should trust Jesus Christ to be our everything and recognize there's no role for lifeless religion anymore in our lives. Jesus is enough.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed. And so let's talk about freedom today on Basic Gospel. If you have a question about freedom, a lot of times we don't experience that joy that this woman experienced in being set free because we don't understand what we've been set free from. Yeah. And so if that's you, we want to help you with that. Call right now, 844-322-2742. If you're struggling, if you feel like you're in bondage, if you feel like you're being oppressed and pressed down and that you're just stymied in your growth as a believer in Christ, we want to talk to you as well. And so call right now, 844-322-2742. I want to remind our listeners that Basic Gospel is listener-supported. Your gifts help bring freedom to so many people here in the United States, in Canada, and around the world. And so your gifts really are saying, I want to be a freedom fighter for people. I want to help them experience that release into the newness of life that is theirs in Christ Jesus. So we ask you to join us to help us deliver this good news of Jesus Christ so that many others can be set free just as you have. And this is a critical month for us. It's our fiscal year end. We've had a wonderful year. So many generous people have stepped up and have joined the Basic Gospel financial team. And we are so grateful for you. We certainly need more. And help us end this year strong. June 30th is a critical date. And if you can give, give today. Or if not today, at least give generously by June 30th. All the information on how you can do that is right on our website at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just click the donate link and follow all the instructions. You can make a one-time gift, or if you would like to be a ministry partner,
yes,
if you would like to join with us on a monthly basis, you can just click a box saying, I want to be a monthly partner. And we greatly appreciate you for doing that. And it's a wonderful thing to be partners in this gospel of Jesus Christ and to help people truly experience spiritual freedom. And it's a freedom that no one can take away. There are freedoms that we experience in this world that can be taken away from us if the wind changes and currents change and go into different directions, but not this freedom in Christ. Once we've been set free by Jesus, as Jesus said, when the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. So this is a freedom that no one can take away. It's a freedom that will begin to shape every other area of life. So come help be a freedom fighter through your gifts to Basic Gospel. Again, all the information is at basicgospel.net. Well, we have open lines right now. I'm Bob Christopher along with Richard Pfeiffer and Andrew Farley. We would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742. We've had some great calls that have come in overnight, and let's go hear from Cindy right now.
Hi, I was just calling. I've been having a lot of problems. I woke up one night and I felt that Satan was telling me that Jesus really did not live on earth. And I started questioning it, and it really hurt my soul and my mind. And I was listening to your program, and I heard that in the Bible it says that God is real. Jesus is real. And I am beginning to understand he did live in the world. And I thank you for your program.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for yes. calling, and our heart goes out to you. And when you hear that information, you know, however it comes to you, and your mind thinks, is Jesus real? Did he really come in the flesh? It becomes confusing. And that's actually what was happening back in the day of the Apostle John, and really what prompted him to write his first letter, because there were many people back in that day saying that Jesus didn't come in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And he wrote to them and said, by this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. And it certainly sounds like Cindy was confronted or encountered the spirit of
Absolutely.
Antichrist.
Yeah.
And truth is the only thing that can cast that away. And the truth is that Jesus did come in the flesh. If he did not come in the flesh, there would be no gospel message. He couldn't have died for us to take away our sins. He couldn't have been buried to put an end to our old way of life. And he could not be raised back to life so that we could experience new life in him. So it's critical that we know that Jesus was a real historical figure, that he took yeah. on our flesh and blood, that he became one of us, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I love how John started that letter that you were reading from. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. John wasn't kidding. He knew Jesus. He knew him personally. He knew him physically because he'd touched him, he'd seen him, he'd listened to him. We can trust the word of God, and these guys that met Jesus for real and worked with him and lived with him, watched him die, were there when he was raised back to life. We could literally bet our lives on the truth of what yeah. he's saying there.
Yeah, and you know, guys, it's interesting because it's not just what we have in the Bible. That's certainly sufficient and enough, but my goodness, I mean, many people already know about Josephus. He was a mm-hmm. well-known Jewish historian, and you know, in his writings, in his antiquities, as they called them, I mean, he talks about Jesus and talks about the crucifixion, and not just a Jewish historian, but there's a Roman historian, Tacitus, who
yes.
mentions
oh.
Jesus as well in the first century when he writes. And then you've got a man named Africanus, who also talks about the crucifixion of Christ, and there's more. I mean, there's a Babylonian Talmud that mentions him and his crucifixion. There's Pliny the Younger. There's another source, Lucian, who was a second century Greek writer, who talks about Christians and how they worship Jesus and how Jesus is was crucified. So, you know, there's at least half a dozen, if not more, sources outside of the Bible that talk about Jesus, not only his life, but his crucifixion, his resurrection, those who followed him, worshiped him. You know, we're not only looking at the Bible here. So it's interesting how the enemy will try to whisper in our ear that Jesus didn't even exist. That's like saying George Washington didn't exist. That's like saying any other historical figure didn't exist. Those are lies. And, you know, we come back to the simple fact that Jesus did exist, does exist, is eternal, has always existed, and he's the most important person in human history. And the enemy will try to erode our confidence and erode our assurance with these sort of lies. And we need to remember, yeah, it's a walk of faith, absolutely. But it's not faith in lifeless ideas. It's not faith in fantasy. These are facts. Jesus Christ died. He was buried. He rose from the dead, and he lives today. And anytime a person opens the door of their lives, he lives in us. And that is what is so awesome about Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. So, Cindy, we pray this will be a comfort to you, and that you will stand on that solid rock, that Jesus did come in the flesh, and that he died to take away your sins, and he was raised to life so that you could have everlasting life, abundant and free in him. So, Cindy, thank you so much for your call. Yeah. Let's go and hear from Bill, who has a very interesting question about Jesus as well.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm in Meridian, Idaho, and I have what seems to be a simple, but it's a fairly subtle question. What do people mean when they say Jesus Christ? I'm an engineer, so I'm Engineer Bill, the adjective or title before the name. If I recall Philippians 2:9, God has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name that is above every name, and that every knee, even in heaven, has got to bow at that name. So it seems like when we say Jesus Christ, you're putting Jesus down as an adjective or title to Christ, and Christ is a title, not a name, but it's so commonly used that way because that's the way the King James has it, which could be, according to Dr. Merrill Unger, still a throwback to even the Latin Vulgate. Anyway, that's a simple question, but rather subtle. And I think if God has highly exalted Jesus, we should too. Thank you.
Well, Bill, thanks for that question. And it's important to understand that Christ isn't Jesus' last name.
Yeah.
that is a title. And Andrew, help explain that to us.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Christ means chosen, set apart, anointed. There's the idea that he is the Messiah. All of that is contained within Christ. So, you know, there were many who would have the name Jesus. I mean, Jesus was a common name, but Jesus Christ means Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Anointed One, Jesus the Chosen One, Jesus the Messiah. So, you know, that's why it's so important to understand the meaning, because with the meaning of that name, Jesus Christ, comes the implication that he is Lord and he is God and he is the Chosen One and he's the one that Israel was waiting on. And he is the author of this new covenant, the high priest, from the tribe of Judah, not from the tribe of Levi, a table turner, a renegade, turning furniture over in church and changing the entire covenant for Israel, giving them what we call the new covenant. And it's for us, it's the one and only covenant. So, you know, in that name, Jesus Christ, there is so much about his authority, about his power, about him being God and him having the authority and power to be a high priest, to take away our sins, and to be new life to us.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thank you so much for that question. And we like the subtlety of that. And
yes.
We appreciate you paying attention to those details. And we certainly need to do that. And as we do, we're going to gain more knowledge. And I think as we know more about Jesus, he's the author and finisher of our faith. So we will see our faith mature as we know and grow in our understanding of Jesus Christ himself. Well, this is Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742 is the number that you can call right now. If you have a question that you would like to pose, we would love to hear from you. I'm Bob Christopher. Richard Pfeiffer is here. Andrew Farley is here as well. Yesterday, we got a great question from one of our YouTube viewers, and we didn't have a chance to get to it, and we promised that we would do it today. So
yes.
Let's keep our promise. Richard,
okay.
Can you read that to us?
Yes. I know the Holy Spirit hasn't changed, just as God the Father and God the Son haven't, but did the Holy Spirit have a different function at various times through the Bible history versus today?
Yeah, very interesting question.
Yeah, you know, guys, I would say this, that in the Old Testament, we're seeing, you know, David, a man after God's own heart. He is certainly concerned about the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, Lord, please, please, God, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. We see Samson, for example. Maybe some of you out there listening, you saw the recent film about Samson. Well, you know, there were times when the Holy Spirit would come upon Samson for a divine act of service, if you will. And, you know, that presence of the Holy Spirit would come and go. This is pretty normal in the Old Testament with the prophets and with those who were used by God in certain ways. That was that Old Testament relationship with the Holy Spirit. So Hebrews tells us we have something better on this side of the cross, on this side of the resurrection. We have something better. We have something greater, founded on better promises. And part of that better is a better connection, meaning a permanent one, a permanent union, a permanent bond, a permanent connection with God's Spirit living in us. So the way that Paul puts it, he says we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. Another way it's put is that we have the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8. We can't even belong to God without having the Spirit of Christ within us. Another test, as Paul puts it, is does Christ live within you, the indwelling Christ? So, you know, he also says anyone who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. That's that bond, that union that is unbreakable, unshakable. God's not going anywhere. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So we have an intimate, close bond, a union with God's Spirit that will endure now and forever. And that's why we love to celebrate at Basic Gospel. We love to celebrate God's new covenant, because that benefit is enormous. And just one aspect of it is this permanent bond with God's Spirit, and how thankful we are that He inspires us, motivates us, and lives within us no matter what.
Yes, indeed. And it's kind of interesting. You know, one of the things that Jesus said about the Holy Spirit was this, that when He comes, that He will take the things of mine and make them known to you. And so we see that in His work in the unbelieving world. He convicts the world wrong about sin because they do not believe in Jesus, about righteousness and judgment. And all of those things are trying to connect people to Jesus Christ. So even in His work in drawing men unto Christ, He is taking the things of the Lord Jesus and opening the eyes of the lost to see Jesus for who He is. And then as He comes to live inside of us, He's going to continue to guide us into all truth concerning this love and grace of God that's been given to us in Jesus Christ. So He's going to continue to take those things of the Lord Jesus and make them known to us. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful gift that God has given us. And boy, when we go into the Word of God, we can rely on the Spirit of God to take these words and to reveal their meaning to us so that we can understand this truth. These words that we read, they're spiritual words, and they have to be discerned spiritually, and God has given us the Spirit to do that. And it's just, as you were saying, just the most wonderful gift that we could receive. And this gift of the Holy Spirit was delivered on first that day of Pentecost, and 3,000 people received that gift and were added to the body of Christ. And every day, in every corner of the world, somebody comes to Jesus. Yes. And when they do, they receive the gift of the Spirit, and that very Spirit binds us together in this body called the church. And so we, through this Spirit, we have a shared life that we can enjoy that is fully expressed and fully lived out in this new covenant. And boy, I just think that's just one of the best questions we've received. Yes. And thank you so much to our YouTube viewer for that. We sure appreciate it. Well, Andrew, thank you for being with us on today's broadcast. We really appreciate all that you bring to Basic Gospel, and love having you, my friend.
Oh, it's always fun. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, Richard, we always love your insight. It's just a fun team, a great team.
Yes.
And all the folks behind the scenes, and we're just so grateful for this opportunity to tell the story of Jesus Christ through the airwaves. And thank you for helping us do that. Thank you for being a part of the Basic Gospel financial team. For those of you who would like to join with us, all the information on how you can do it is available at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just click the donate button and follow all the instructions. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands this month. Be sure and request that, and we'll send it to you as quickly as we can. Well, we'll be back tomorrow for a teaching edition. We'll see you then.